Nina!
Oh my God!
Me in the woods, drinking my Sprite, dirty smoking drink. a gar. Should our friend over here talk at all?
Of course he can.
Not allowed to talk.
I'm not gonna tell Tim not talk.
He won't be picked up very loudly, but
who cares? He's a peanut gallery.
You could hear us pretty good last year.
Did you say he was pretty good last year?
No, I said it could hear us pretty good last year.
Oh.
Yeah, I had some real bangers last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm really sure you job. Were.
Yeah, that time when you said, and that other time when you were like.
Just put like a funny.
You know, it turned out he was riffraff.
Yeah.
Oh, you were the riffraff guy.
I knew that was the fucking twist.
Oh, man.
Bum, bum, bum.
It's all good. That was a little bit intimate there. Tim is running around our woods taunting us as riffraff.
Sometimes he just likes to role play as riffraff.
I like to do that, but in a different setting.
With working out, or is that a working out reference or a drug reference?
That's a girl reference.
Oh.
This is the Three Weebos. Fireside Chat 2.
This is.
In the Woods, second
in
edition.
Woods.
This is the story of a girl.
That's that one. That one, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Second
year in a row.
I am Ethan.
I'm Declan.
I'm Steven.
And that's Peanut Gallery.
Hey.
We're so in the woods again.
We are in a woods.
In the same place.
The woods.
In the exact same place. Nothing has changed.
Yep.
Except we're harder now.
Yep.
We're edgier.
Some say the road grows long.
Some of my hair is black.
Can you believe last year we were hardly known in a tiny obscure podcast?
Yeah, we really blew up.
This year.
We have how many more subscribers?
5.
Billion. Billion.
Billion subscribers. I think we're number 4 most subscribed channel on YouTube now.
I mean, it depends on how you count.
Gosh, when do I get my paycheck?
In most countries, we're number 1. It's only in the third
Kyrgyzstan
world.
Kyrgyzstan is really where we're.
It's only in the third world shitholes.
We're trying to push Kyrgyzstan.
We just lost them.
Fuck.
Who needs them anyway? They're not number 1 in the country. Why does it even exist? I'm loving this. Just.
Do you?
I'm loving this fucking house fire that's in my mouth right now.
Yeah.
I love watching everything.
We have cigars. Hello.
I like having it last half an hour. That's great.
Fireworks going off over there?
Yeah,
somewhere. Yeah, no, it's the 3rd of July.
No, it's not.
Which means that our neighbors to the south
it's
are really...
It's the 2nd.
Oh, it is on the 2nd.
It's about
the 2nd of July.
That's Canadian Independence Day.
They're having a lot of fun. Wasn't that yesterday?
Shh. Was it really?
I don't know. People don't care. It's America.
Fireworks all the time. Fireworks every day. Okay? You okay, buddy?
Smoke's not meant to go there.
No, it's not.
Don't do it then.
Ooh,
Steven, as you may have seen if you watched Wisdom of the Road.
Two.
Steven did not complete Gurren Lagann on time. Who would have guessed?
Who could have seen this
Who
coming?
Could have seen Steven not completing the show we asked him to complete a week ago? When it was only a couple episodes he had to watch.
But we fixed it.
So
we did fix it.
I downloaded it for him and fucking locked him in a car with nowhere to go. And it was like speed. We would drive around until he finished Gurren Lagann.
And if he stopped watching, we would explode.
Yes, if he stopped watching, his wife and family would die.
Mm-hmm.
We managed to get it done. He had an abbreviated but a superior version of Gurren Lagann that he finished.
Well, the movie.
The movie. He watched the show, and then the second half of the show for him was in movie form.
Yeah.
So he's gotten the best of both worlds.
Okay. Yeah. What episode was it when we were talking and we were saying that Steven should watch Gurren Lagann?
Oh, God. Who knows?
Probably 3.
It's like, oh, it'll never happen. Oh, well, I proved you guys wrong.
Yep, it only took you
18
attempts. and us forcing you to watch it
an entire year.
All right, I'm getting rid of this thing.
Toss it in.
Toss it in.
Oh, everyone's gonna get fucking biked.
Nice.
Oh, you fucked
nice.
Up everything.
Everything. Oh, you really don't.
God damn it!
Now you have to fix everything.
You have to fix everything.
You fucking goob.
Oh, God damn it!
So yeah, three Weebos.
That's who we are. It's
Gurren Lagann. What did you think of it, Steven?
I liked it.
What about it did you like?
Oh boy.
Like what? Well, at first of everyone knows Gurren Lagann. Don't even bother explaining it.
Explain. I
what?
Even...
What do you like about it? Like, what are the things about it that tickled your fancy? The part where it's just crazy bullshit the entire time.
Yeah, but that's to be expected out of a show like that. So wait, what year was it?
2007.
2007.
Was Trigger separated yet?
Nope. That is still Gainax.
All right, it's still Gainax.
Yeah.
Was that the team behind Trigger?
Yes, this is
totally
directed by Hiroyuki Imaishi.
You can tell because of the everything.
Oh well, yeah,
you can tell
and the sparkles, Kirukiru.
Kirukiru.
That's that
hot
is that characters. Is sparkles to the sounds.
Nope, that's Kirakira.
Kirukiru would be Kill Kill then. So Kirakira is
it's both.
It's the same person behind Kill Kill.
Yeah.
And Panty and Stocking. Yeah.
And it shows
both things I really liked. And no doubt, I really liked Gurren Lagann.
You watch Kill la Kill first?
Yes, I did.
Did this remind you a lot of Kill la Kill?
Oh my god!
Because it is.
Like, oh my god! Even like, what are the mechs that they're in?
Gunmen.
The gunmen look like, you know, Ryoku.
Senketsu.
Shirt. Yeah.
Ryoku.
Ryoku.
I have to watch it again.
I'm not going
to
correct you guys anymore.
Can you just say what it is?
No, I just like hearing you guess. I'm just going to
It's been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Ryuko?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's been a while.
So, yeah, it was great. I just loved the friendships. The friendships kind of make this great. You know, there's not
friendships make everything great, man.
They do. Like... All right, and I've really come to realize that shows, and this is nothing new, but shows that focus more on friendship than on romance always tend to be better.
Maybe it just says that good relationships are important. Like having understanding how characters interact is important to a show.
Let's see.
Because Toradora is a relationship thing, but that's just a really well executed
guy
one.
Who is
you believe that they like
Simone.
Each other?
What?
Kamina.
Yes.
All right.
Kamina. That's how they say the show.
Wow, fight the power.
Okay.
Great, yeah.
That's the show.
Yeah. I absolutely loved everything there, and I knew kind of from the beginning that he was going to die.
What?
How'd
you know that?
Because he, something bad... He
was too perfect.
He was too
basically
perfect.
Basically too perfect, yeah.
he was way too loved by everybody.
He was too much what humanity needed.
Yeah, and after
things were going too well.
After Yoko,
mm-hmm.
After Yoko kissed him. I pretty much knew, yep, he's dead. He's totally dead after this battle. But it was episode 11.
I realize it's interesting.
No, he died in episode 8.
Yeah.
Which is just a great fucking episode. That was
he forgot about
battle.
The bad episodes that are between that and episode 11.
What? Episode 4 is the best one, man. What are you talking about?
Which one was episode 4?
The one where everything looks like shit.
Yeah.
why that episode?
Low budget.
Yeah, they just...
Okay.
It was a different director.
Oh, weird.
Did that one.
I guess they didn't really,
remember why. They did the same thing with Kill la Kill, and I don't know if that was a joke.
The episodes between were... they were fine. I liked every episode. I remember episode 11 just being fucking awesome.
That's probably when... Simone snaps out of it or something.
Yeah, that was it. It's don't believe in the me that believes in you. Believe in the you that believes in you.
Not super compelled by Nina, and that was a real problem for me.
There's no character named Nina.
Not Nina. Nia? Nia, yes, thank you.
She wasn't in that episode, was she?
No, but in that post-Kamina part of the show, and she comes in, that was one of the down periods for me. And
It was fine.
Nina.
Nina!
Oh my god! No, I totally liked her. I liked everybody. The villains were super cool.
Lord Genome.
Yeah. He's kind of the coolest looking bad villain guy I've ever seen.
Bad villain.
Even when he's just ahead.
Yeah. Well, I guess he's always ahead.
What?
He's always one step ahead of them.
Oh.
True.
No, okay.
He doesn't really.
I don't.
Come on.
I guess. I don't.
Failed joke. I don't know the show.
Tim saw a little bit.
I did. Ooh, there was
man, this
shield.
Fire's getting and toasty.
Scars in there now.
That's what makes it, yeah. It makes it hot. Don't touch the table.
I'm doing my best.
So.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so. The first season was really cool. I loved the. We throw around the word camaraderie a lot.
Let's do a quick camaraderie check. You need to go through every single episode and find every time the camaraderie.
Okay, let's see. Camaraderie count. Zero. Mm-hmm. Good job,
okay,
Steven.
Okay, great. Fine.
So I feel personally
that phrase is thrown around a lot.
Well, in this instance,
it's a good adjective. On our podcast.
Maybe not on our podcast. You know, we don't only talk about anime on the podcast.
We don't talk about camaraderie that much.
It's a good word to use. Use it. It's good. You did.
Sure.
It.
Yeah.
Camaraderie is a good explanation for what happens in the show.
It's great. That's about it. The second half, really went in a completely different direction than I expected.
The time skip.
Yeah, the time skip was cool.
Was it jarring or did you like it?
I wouldn't say it was jarring. I liked it though.
We space now.
Yeah, that was jarring. Like, all right. So the point where they're in space and they're
not trying to lead you. By the way, you don't have to get. You know, things don't have to be jarring, but and the jarring doesn't have to be bad.
No, I mean it's the plot continued.
Yeah.
A new challenge. You know, it was satisfying for me to know that they did such a good job with defeating the enemy that they were okay and really grew in 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, it adds more substance to their winning.
Yeah. Like, it was... It was a real victory.
Man. Yeah, it really was. You know, it wouldn't be a real victory if, like, the next day, they're constantly... If they're constantly attacked all the time, and there's no peace after the storm, Excuse me. Yeah.
Looking at you, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, no, there is some filler between the arcs.
Oh, there's a lot of filler.
Well, there's filler in the arcs, but also there's stuff, you know, like the driving episode was between arcs. That's the one everyone loves.
I like that one, because it's hilarious.
I haven't seen that one.
Them in cars looks funny, yeah.
I figured, yeah.
Oh no, that moth just went in the fire.
There's a reason
that's on
that,
video.
That... I doubt they could see that. Well, who knows? Play in slow motion.
Death cam. Does this qualify as a snuff film?
Not yet. We'll see how this goes.
You gotta pack a jaw and then it'll be a snuff film.
Pack a jaw?
Of tobacco stuff.
No, yeah. Oh, God. Fucking woo!
Gross.
Woof.
Is there anything you didn't like?
Not really.
Alright, good. I'm happy for you.
Like it was very action packed constantly, but it was good. It was really good.
It was good.
What did you think of
the point in the second half?
You can just spoil things too, because everyone's seen it.
Yeah, I know, everyone's seen it. I'm like the last person to see it. Like when they're in space, and it's like all of these heads out here were people just like you that have been fighting for eons. You are not special.
It's good.
They are
like,
though.
No, but it's because of the human spirit.
But it's like for a while, I'm just like, oh my god, they're totally right. Like. What right do
they
have?
They
what
are
right
gonna
do they
fail.
Have to say that, you know, no one else was as cool as them?
It's cool.
We're cooler than all the other people. And that's why we're gonna win.
We're the coolest.
That's
in
a
the
big
universe.
Old moth.
They were really cool. Man, I wore this hat pretty much all freaking day.
Related.
Well, hey, whatever.
How's your head?
Cool.
It's comfortable.
How were the punches though?
The punches.
Jesus! Look at the size of that sucker.
That guy's really cruising for a bruising.
Get it off me!
Turn your light off, man. It's chasing your light.
Go to the fire. That's right. Fuck
you. He did. Okay.
Dead. Dead.
Cam too.
Steven, what did you think of the main punches? Like, there's the one where he punches Rossio. Or Rossio.
let's go through these punches.
That's the one.
The
that,
punches
that's
are great.
I great.
Felt every
that's
single
good.
One.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
I felt every single punch that was given.
Yeah. And then there's the one at the end where he punches the Spiral King.
Spiral Man.
But as a person rather than what you
see. Yeah.
And that's the coolest shit.
He jumped out of his fucking gunman.
So good.
To fight
so
him
good.
In person.
Yeah.
To fight literally like
man on man.
Of all
man
evil.
To man. Yeah. It's good.
It's
good stuff.
Like the negative force in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. He punched it with his fucking skin.
That's a weird way to put it.
Right. Do, what did you, what did you think of the twist?
Hand.
Or the
which twist?
Not the twist. The, yeah. The yeah.
The Gainax ending.
Yes, that's bad end.
Oh, that end. It wasn't that bad. It made sense.
From the noises you were making in the car, it seemed like you didn't like it.
You were pretty distressed.
distraught.
It wasn't because it was bad. No. It was just because it was sad.
And those aren't mutually exclusive, man.
Exactly.
Wait, those are not...
It's okay to feel sad sometimes.
Yes. I think it was good. It was very quick. But, you
abrupt.
Know, it was fine. It was abrupt.
Remember when she got all sexy? That was cool.
Oh, my God, yeah. We saw nipples for a little bit.
Yeah.
We've seen lots of titties, but never nipples.
Yeah, I really sure. did like her in the second half. It was just the first half I was like, I just didn't really...
Wait, who, Yoko?
Nia.
No, Nia.
Yoko's she wasn't really great. In the first half.
Yoko's so fucking
No, she
great.
She definitely is. I just, like, I thought her kind of outsider princess thing didn't really play in the first half, and then the
I
way
think
it worked
it did,
in the second
like,
was
you
good.
Found out more and more about her, and that made things interesting.
I liked her better. I don't know. Whatever. That's not, it's been so long, I don't even... My opinion basically doesn't even matter.
Wait, all right, so you don't really like the show.
No, I think it's pretty good. It's just that I don't, like, love it.
Why?
Because it's just, there are parts of it that I was just bored to death in. And it was like, Nia wasn't super compelling. In the beginning, for me, personally.
I didn't have any problem with, like, rushing through the show, at least for the first half.
Some of the other characters are superfluous. Like, there's some superfluous characters that don't really go anywhere.
The beginning of the second half... I think for me it was kind of slow, but you know it caught up.
Yeah, this is Rossiu shit doesn't make 100% sense that he would go that crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean it did though because of the village that he came from.
Yeah, but it doesn't make like I just
they never
thought,
really
thought
got
he
closer
was
from.
He was kind of a stretch for that guy to jump to genocide mode.
But. No, I don't think so. To kill the king, yeah. Good, or the current leader, who was Simone. But, like, good thing he didn't
he'd,
die.
He'd been bros with Simone.
It was
this
cool.
It didn't make sense.
See, here, like, I think it's
But I guess the time skip is long enough to where that kind of justifies.
Right,
I'm sure
the thing that I find interesting is, like, they were all pretty, like, I like stories, you know, like the underdog story. You
this
know,
is the ultimate one. This is the biggest
really
one of
is.
Them all. It's just the most odds you have to overcome.
They're all just... They all come from just villages or random leagues of people who try to survive. You know?
And then the escalation is really fun. It's a fun escalation.
Yeah, and it's not far-fetched. It was just they all worked together, and it was great, and they all pulled through.
Because of humans.
Exactly.
It's a good show. We gotta move on there. Because it can just quickly devolve into... I like it. It's good.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's good. You liked it?
I really liked it
I'm
a lot.
I'm happy you liked
it. It was good. Any thoughts, Declan?
Yeah.
What? It's good. I like
it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. no thoughts.
I have nothing to add.
We did the same shit we did last year today. That was
oh,
cool.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
We fried some foods.
Oh, God. My stomach. All right.
What worked the best? The Twinkie was delicious.
The Twinkie was... that was a pleasant surprise.
That was, yeah.
Not a surprise, because I knew it was good, but I was pleased that it was as good as people say it is.
Yeah. It wasn't, yeah.
Fried cookie dough for me was amazing.
I wasn't as big on that, but the fried cheese curds.
Oh,
yep.
I could eat some cheese curds right now.
It was good.
I couldn't, but I will more mate later.
Those were great. The actual fries we made were real good. Like the third batch was banging.
Those were really good fries.
Almost caused a huge fire, oil fire.
I had a lid. I was ready to go on the.
It dripped a lot underneath. I almost got to the flame there.
Sure, but if that stuff would burn quickly, and then it wouldn't go anywhere, because I'd
have
hope
so.
Covered. Yeah. The Kit Kat was real good.
Kit Kat, yeah.
That's fucked up good.
Yeah, the Kit Kat was great.
Oreos were pretty good.
Yep.
I think what you did, Ethan, you complained that it was too cakey, so you put in more batter.
Yeah.
You should do... that's not what you want to do. The more batter you put in, the thicker it gets. And that totally happened.
Sure, it worked out. Still good.
Well, yeah. It got,
yeah, no, you're right.
Your
next
goal
time,
was
next
to make
time.
It less cakey, but you made it cakier.
I like cake.
So do I. It was fine.
I also started frying things longer, which kind of helped.
Yeah. You don't really need the crispiness.
On the sweet stuff. The savory stuff wants the crispiness, but you can get that by just cooking it longer. So that's not a big deal. The onion rings were raw because I didn't cook them properly.
What was that thing I was going to tell you about yesterday that I started and totally forgot?
That could be anything.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on. We got this.
Don't ask me. Oh, a Chinese Superman.
Superman is Chinese?
Superman is Chinese now.
And this is...
What?
Oh, my
God. So did old Superman die?
No, the opposite, in fact. An old Superman...
Old Superman was born again.
Okay, so... There's a rebirth Superman, and there's a new 52 Superman, and there's a pre-new 52 Superman.
Oh, Jesus.
So, rebirth Superman is hanging out, and he's being Superman.
Okay.
And then... new 52 Superman jumps into his world, so there's two Superman running around. And then now there's a new book that's also called Superman that is about a Chinese Superman.
So it's Superman.
Superman!
Alright, Superman.
Chinese Superman. That's funny in its own right, but the characterization they gave this guy is just completely ridiculous, so it kind of redeems it. It's a huge... Get out of there, you poor,
oh, no.
Poor bug.
Oh, it's so big. Oh, why is it so big? It wants my Sprite.
Don't give it... This Superman's a giant dick. He's a big asshole. He's an actual bully. He before he gets Superman's powers, the first thing you see of him is that he picks on a fat kid and takes his lunch and eats it in front of him.
What? Why? That's hilarious. I love this Superman.
That's the first thing he does. And it's hilarious.
Is he a bad guy?
I don't think so. I think in the first preview, he hasn't inherited Superman's powers yet. But I think when he gets Superman's powers, he'll probably get his benevolence as well.
How did he get that?
I think it's probably... I don't know yet. I've only seen a preview.
Make the fire a lot brighter so all the insects fly into it.
Good start.
Yeah. Chinese Superman. Yeah, we were discussing yesterday about how every character is slowly becoming a different race.
Slowly?
Not slowly. Abrupt for
morphing
Superman.
Into...
Well, I remember it was a big thing a few years ago when Superman declared himself not an American citizen.
So dumb. If Superman's a citizen of the world, then he has to split his time all over the world and fly every single place in the world and solve all this crime. Like, which countries get salty when they're left out of the Superman goodness? Like, you think he's going to fly to fucking... Turkmenistan and clean up some streets there?
He probably does, right?
But, like...
He's Superman.
Superman...
I'm gonna toss this cigar in the fire.
If he is so...
That didn't work.
If he is such a Boy Scout, how come he's just not dedicating all of his time to fighting crime? He doesn't have to eat. He doesn't have to be a reporter. He can... Like... He could probably just go to the government and ask for a grant for food and
I mean,
and
but, like, then again... Do you want to stop all the bad in the world?
Superman does.
Poke that cigar.
Globalist
in there.
Superman
yeah.
wants to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like sometimes, like.
There you go. Yeah, right there.
At what points do you just say, like?
Oh, I can't see
I'm
it
just gonna let life happen.
I'm gonna like, good or like bad? Superman's gonna let rapes happen. Like it's.
I mean, like.
Let terrorism happen.
I'm sure, like,
globalist
like,
Superman's a dumb idea because he can't do it.
Lazy bastard.
That's my thesis.
Why does Superman let bad things happen to good people?
Superman is effectively a god amongst men. And
they mentioned that in Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, wow!
Did you know that Superman is kind of like a god? Did you know that?
What? No.
He's sort of like because he came from the sky and he's
never
super
heard
and
that
he's,
interpretation.
And he's
that's absolutely
better
ridiculous.
Than all of us. Did you know that?
That's crazy.
And we can't understand why he does what he does.
I can understand why he does what he does.
Oh, well,
he's a nice kid from Kansas who was raised to.
You're a smart non-movie character though, so you know that.
Yeah, I'll just be like, oh, it's because he was raised amongst people and likes people and wants to be one of them.
He had a good upbringing. He's a farm boy. Honest.
The fact that Superman pretends to be a human is proof that he wants to be like that. He's a good guy.
Do you think that
he wants to be a part of us? And he respects
do you think
us.
The character of Clark Kent was ruined?
It was always kind of dumb.
I mean, like, no, but I mean, it's like...
Again, Clark Kent is he's putting on a costume when he's Clark Kent. Like,
yeah.
It's, but it's also a part of him. It's I don't know. I like
but
it.
But it's like, okay, what was the perfect Clark Kent? Like, the Clark Kent in the Christopher Reeves movies was, like, a really nervous, shy, gentle guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, very nerdy and geeky. Wouldn't harm a fly. But now the current Clark Kent...
is just too much like Superman.
He's a sex beast.
He is too much like Superman. He is way too much just like Superman.
Oh, no.
Then we gotta do that again. Yeah. He has to like people. That's the thing about Superman.
Yeah.
Like, and people have to like Superman, you know? Like, they have to... It's part... Do you think he has an ego? I would. That'll it depends work. On the incarnation.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I like that movie. Like, please kill me.
I still don't get it. I don't know why you think it's good.
In my life.
Like, what... It's just garbage on the screen.
I was...
yeah. It's just trash. Like, it's just, like...
What's that giant glob of I don't want to watch it on the screen right now?
Oh my god, your Doomsday is garbage.
Oh, that was bad. And I didn't like
your Doomsday.
Yeah, no,
any Jesse Eisenberg.
I didn't like Jesse Eisenberg. I didn't like Lex
Superman,
Luthor.
All of the Superman Amy Adams stuff is unbearable. Yeah. Her character's terrible.
I was postulating yesterday that I've watched so many goddamn Marvel movies over the past few years that I might have forgotten what it's like to have a superhero movie with a dark tone.
And I was like, "Not." It's got some darkness in it.
I didn't watch that one.
You should watch that one.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's but
yeah, maybe.
I don't
know. You should watch that.
You when should, man. That new X-Men movie. That's got both darkness and fun in it. It's great.
But isn't it just stupid?
Yeah, but no, you would love it. I guarantee you would love that shit.
All right, yeah.
That's really.
I gotta watch all the other ones. I don't know shit about X-Men.
That's a good idea because they're a lot of fun and I like them.
X-Men's fun.
They're fun movies and they're.
Wait,
and they're
didn't
candy.
We watch X-Men Origins Wolverine?
That movie's fun. I don't give a fuck.
Did we watch? Yeah, we watched that whole thing. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, it's fun. X-Men 1 and 2 are a good time. 3 is a good time too, even though it's bad. It's
right.
It's, I like all those movies.
Hmm.
That's a franchise I'm a fanboy for because I just think they're a riot. Like I'm never watching an X-Men movie and I'm like, this is boring because something's
right.
always happening and
yeah.
even if it's bad, it's still entertaining.
Hmm.
Like even the parts of X-Men 3 that people don't like are just fun and dumb. I'm the Juggernaut bitch being used incorrectly is hilarious to me. And
who
just,
says that?
I'm the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut says that.
Yeah, and it's okay. It was a meme, and people were upset that they put that meme in the movie, and now it just seems really out of place and hilarious. I love it.
You know, it's almost 1 year since we watched Fantastic Four. They're
making another one.
Four-tastic.
No Josh Trank, but I'm going to be amazed. Because
they're
going to try
to... that last time?
We hadn't... Wait,
I'm sure we talked about it.
Yeah, I guess we had seen
We know
it.
We totally made reference to the Fantastic Four movie throughout
yeah.
the course of the year. They announced
yeah,
the second one, and the damage control they're going to have to try to pull is going to be amazing. I'm so excited
our
to
director,
see their
director. They're going to post tons of Instagram pics like, look, our director isn't shit-faced.
It's not Josh Trank.
It's not the last one. We got Shmosh Trank this time. Hello, I'm Shmosh Trank.
Let's get J.J. Abrams.
Hello, I'm J.J. Abrams. Not Josh Trank.
Oh, man.
Person.
Yeah.
You know what we need
yeah.
to see?
Yeah.
That new Star Trek movie? That's going to be a disaster.
Reshoots. I didn't see the second one. Everything's doing reshoots now.
It's okay. Yeah, it's true.
So Rogue One had reshoots.
Oh no, spooky.
Yeah, spooky.
Please, I want that to be good.
They just had to get Forest Whitaker in again and be like,
Can you be a samurai with rap soundtrack in the background?
Please. Yes, I would like that.
Wait, actually, I would like that.
Yeah.
In my Star Wars, there's a samurai in the movie already though, so I think we're good. Samurai quota is hit. Because of Star Wars and everything samurai. I'm going to spin this around because this side's really hot.
Oh, no. Oh, well,
I'm sorry.
Over.
I fucked it up.
Yeah, great. Awesome.
Oh,
you're killing me. No one cares about the video. I'm the only one who cares about the video.
It's true. Even the fans don't care about the video.
I care, Declan.
Thanks, buddy.
I've been trying so hard not to run into that table.
You've done such a great job.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
You know, you're doing as good a job as you did talking last year.
Yeah.
Because you're basically a non-factor.
He was, like, 200 miles away just making quips. We didn't even know it.
Bam! He's in his room, like, just freaking out in his room. It's like, well, what are you doing?
I'm writing tasties.
Quips.
Oh, I got so many tasty goofs.
Oh, yeah. So it's just Fantastic Four 2. Excited for that. Because even if it's... no matter what happens, it'll be interesting from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah, man.
With
oof,
no investment.
Oof.
Best case scenario, it's terrible again.
Silver Surfer 2.
Fuck yes.
The Silver Surfing.
Wait, did the Silver Surfer get his own movies?
No. I think there was a Silver Surfer movie...
Oh, yeah.
...planned at one point, but I don't think it's coming.
Yeah. Well, we got the game.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
The Neil.
I love it. That's a good pose, honestly. It's really cool looking.
He failed.
But yeah, let's watch all the X-Men movies.
I'd like to catch up.
I heard somebody talking about the Amityville franchise unironically.
Oh, wow.
Like, ooh, I was
the franchise, not the first one.
No, just the first... He was talking about the first three. He's like, the first one's pretty good. It's weird. The second one's not super great, and the third one's not super great either. But,
well,
but he had seen the first three movies.
That is pretty crazy, yeah.
And then I was shocked that those movies are actually being consumed still in this day and age.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, what if he had seen them a while ago?
He's not old enough to have seen them when they came out a while ago, so...
You're a film major. They always make you watch those Amityville movies.
Not a film major. Not a film major, this guy.
Well, shit.
I heard a person scoff. This is the same guy, actually.
Oh, nice.
The same guy scoffed at spicy notch, or like the, you know, like the hotter Doritos. He's like, not as good as the original.
Damn.
And they're just the same thing, but a little bit hotter. But he's like, he begrudgingly ate some after that. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weirdo.
Man, I love Doritos.
Yeah, dude, right? Doritos are good. I'm glad those are in my diet now.
Did they still make those 3D Doritos, man? What the fuck happened?
Did Doritos even good?
Ooh. They were okay. They're just so dumb that I enjoyed buying them.
They were so expensive.
They were kind of
expensive. They were like $3.50 and they had the Hulk on them. And they weren't even a full-size bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Stop putting branding on my fucking foods.
You don't want the Hulk on your fucking chips, bro?
No,
what the
man.
Fuck?
Stop. Stop putting fucking Batman on my Cokes.
Why not?
I don't want it. Yeah. I don't want fucking Wonder Woman staring back at me in, like, two colors. Because they always skimp on the colors they put on those cans. Except for fucking Coke, who has these ugly-ass can designs right now. Have you seen those things?
No.
They have this, every design on the can is customized because we just fucking fed a bunch of randomly generated colors to it, and it all looks like garbage.
I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, man, you remember those Mountain Dew metal, like, bottles?
Yeah.
They had the art designs on them?
Yep.
They were really neat. They had some cool
like
designs.
The aluminum bottles?
Yeah. They were like collector's bottles.
I think all the sodas had them.
That was like it's not like just the metal ones like the Coke. It's they had like art prints on them.
Oh.
About like in reference to Mountain Dew. So like one of them was a hillbilly dude drinking a jug of Mountain Dew on it, and it was a really nice art style. Mountain Dew always ahead of the curve, man.
Three X's on it, big old jug. Great.
Yeah, wonderful. Let's do the current Mountain Dew talk. Have you had either Pitch Black or the?
No, I don't. I don't keep up. I only.
Nope. I keep up on the Mountain Dews.
I usually only go for the main three, the big three.
Live Wire.
No.
Oh, the blue one.
The blue one and the red one and the green one.
Okay, so Code Red.
Yeah.
OG Green Mist.
Well, Green Mist, is that what it's?
No.
Okay.
OG Green.
You made that was good thinking on your toes.
OG Green. And which is
hey, can I have a gram of OG Green?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
You should put that in front of the camera.
It's connected to me.
You can bring it over there. And then
don't make him work.
No, I'm gonna tip.
He's
over.
Doing it for
and
free.
And then blue. Okay, so the other flavors that are currently going are the Baja Blast and the Pitch Black.
Oh, I've had Baja Blast.
That's Baja good. Blast is delicious. It's really smooth.
It goes down nice and easy.
I have opinions on these. Thank you.
Okay.
And then the Pitch Black is, it's like my favorite one ever. It's like my favorite Mountain Dew.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's purple?
Delicious.
I remembered it from my youth, and they brought it back, and I'm like, ooh, I wonder if it can be as good as I remember it, and it's better than I remember.
It's cool. Beautiful. What was it?
Pitch Black. Pitch Black. It's grape. It's great.
I never did grape sodas. I never really cared for them.
Grape soda. It's too. It's so sweet. It's like drinking candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really my thing.
Yeah.
I just got stuck.
Mountain Dew is always bringing out the new flaves.
Flavor,
Have we talked about the rebranding of Sierra Mist as Mist Twist?
Whoa.
What?
Mist Twist. It's they removed all of the letters from it. So it's like, it's MSTTWST, Mist Twist.
Oh God!
That's the Sierra Mist now.
That sounds horrible.
Horrifying.
Because they're trying to match the Mountain Dew branding.
I'm gonna have to remember. I mean, the only reason that matters to me is now that...
So you can avoid it?
No, when someone at a restaurant asks me, is Miss Twist okay? I'm going to be like, what? Okay,
is that
yeah.
Mellow Yellow? Like,
now what? I'm going to be like, oh, no, and that's Sierra Miss. Okay.
What is Mellow Yellow?
It's another...
But like, what's the distinction? What makes it distinct from other lemon lime sodas?
I like it.
I don't remember. It's probably more. Yeah. It's probably either more lemon or more lime.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but I knew someone that was crazy about Mellow Yellow. They're just like, this is the best thing. This is the best soda ever.
Huh?
It's kind of a country thing.
It's fine.
Gonna get her some hands on some Faygo.
I was just about to say we love dumb sodas. We should find some Faygo.
I probably don't have it out here. It's all over my town.
Oh, okay.
So I could get some and bring it back.
Awesome.
Tab. Did I tell you about my ironic tab period?
They don't still have tab, do they?
God. I had a period where I would ironically drink tab because
they
thought
they still make tab?
Yes. Yeah.
Now what is... Okay, so
it's a
sugar-free cola or...
It's a diet...
Diet cola.
It's a diet cola, but it's Coke. Yeah. And it's based on a really old formula. It's like...
Yeah.
Tab was their Diet Coke before Diet Coke existed.
So is it just Diet Coke with a different sweetener?
It's an older... It's the pre... it's like... I think it's like a pre-New Coke, other Coke formula that they used.
Okay.
There was Coke 2. There was Coke 2.0, and I think it's Coke 2.0 as a diet drink.
Weird.
Yes. This was a... There's a lot of Coke history.
Oh. So it's good then?
No.
Oh.
It's not better than Diet Coke.
Mm.
And I drank
it. You just want like the novelty.
It's a pink can and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's an adorable can.
Hmm.
That actually shows up in X-Men Apocalypse at one point.
Great.
Because it was the 80s.
And Back to the Future.
Yep.
What should I watch next?
That's a good question.
Like, what's a good thing?
Well, you should watch Rompo Kitan. Wait, no, not Rompo Kitan.
No, what are you talking
Magical
about?
Pokon.
Oh, the thing we're going to watch next?
Yep.
Like, watch that, please. Other than that, like, what's a solid show that I will definitely enjoy that everyone has seen?
Late Night with David Letterman.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's my favorite anime.
Love it.
What about, like, watch some Moe stuff? Just kind of have some fun.
Like what?
Fun's nice.
I'm trying to think of just like a
good fun comedy would be nice, I'm sure.
I just watch Steins Gate, man.
Just watch some heavy shit already.
Yeah, Steins Gate.
I'm talking like straight, like just kind of enjoyable, good time show. You could always watch some like a Kiyoani show.
Yeah, you're right.
You've enjoyed their works.
Yes, I have. Which
one's
have
I
seen
like,
so far?
What the? Yeah. I don't...
How did that show that we were watching last summer at your house ever turn out?
Oh, fuck. Prison School?
Yeah, Prison School.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Like, I never followed up on it, because I was waiting to watch it with you guys again, and then I never did.
Yeah, because
I'm sure they get out.
Went back.
Did you watch that?
I finished it.
Was it good?
It stays like that.
It's probably really good in groups.
It's
which
gross.
Is what it was.
It stays gross.
It's gross.
Oh, super sweaty.
Super... Poopy, yeah.
Super poopy, super pee.
Super pee.
Did they ever get out?
Yeah, how does it end? What happens to our good friends?
Whatever
their name
is. It ends with them, yeah, they get out, and then the girls go to prison, and then the roles are reversed. Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's gotta be pretty hot.
No, the show wasn't hot. What's the
sexy
matter with
prison
you?
School. It was kind of hot when she wanted to get her face pissed on.
No! No! Not arousing.
Oh, it's pretty fucking hot.
Fuck off to Germany, you
weirdo.
I'm
going to watch you pee.
No! No, I don't even like to watch me pee.
You just close your eyes.
Yeah, that was a weird show. I could...
We really need to watch BattleBots.
You know... Yeah, we do. We do have to watch BattleBots. But, Steven.
Yeah, what's up?
You should watch the entirety of Nadia's Secret of Blue Water. You'll be the first person amongst us to watch. It's Gainax.
What?
Yeah, but it's like... Yeah.
Tell me about it, Declan.
I haven't seen it.
It's directed by Hideaki Anno.
I like Hideaki Anno, but what is it?
It's an adventure show about...
How many episodes?
Adventure.
I'm sure it's a
it's
grand
like
adventure.
38.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it could be an endeavor, you know, and watch it for a while.
He can't watch a single thing. We can't have him watching multiple
but
things.
If it's his, if
yeah, but if it's good.
This is enjoyment, like a leisure show, and he has no timeline, so he doesn't have to force himself to watch it
one day. You don't know if it's an enjoyable leisure show. Like, you haven't seen it.
But even, you can watch things as enjoyment.
Sure.
What? You don't know if it, you don't even know if that show's good.
I haven't seen anything by Guy Metz.
But what if he just took a stab
and
broke
Die
out
Buster.
On his own and went for something?
I never finished Die Buster. I should really do that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Gunbuster. No, it's not as good as the best show ever made.
Is Gunbuster a shoujo?
Episode title.
That's a good one.
No, Steven.
No, Steven.
That's not a
good one. No, Steven. Gunbuster is not a shoujo.
It
kind
of seems like one.
Why does it seem like that girl?
What element? You don't know
what element of it is shoujo, other than it was in the 80s.
You don't know what that word means.
It looks like
you just don't know what that
means. There's not really like guy characters, but like there's a nice romance between the guy who's just great.
Hold on, wait a minute. What is the. Is that show about a romance to you?
No, it's not. It's totally not.
That's not what shoujo is, cuz.
What do you think
every
a shoujo is?
Romance?
Let's hear Steven define what a shoujo is.
It's
hens love roosters.
Geese love ganders. Everyone else loves Steven trying to explain genres. either one of those works. Go on. Just cut that channel.
Tell me what a shoujo is.
It's a show that, like, specifically girls would enjoy more than guys because of the content that's in it. You know, like, you know, female main character... A guy, a single guy who's great, and there's a cool romance.
Yeah,
between
giant
him.
Robots in space. long explanations about faster than light travel.
They're
death and gore.
And shoujos are
murder.
They seem to be mostly
cold,
like
hard murder.
Related.
No,
human sacrifice.
What?
Not human sacrifice. Sacrificing
how come
for
so
for
many shoujos men? Are fan or like fantasy.
They're not. You're wrong.
A lot of them seem to be. At least the ones that I know.
Name
of.
One.
Kari Kano is not a fantasy.
Oh, Kari Kano was like one of the only ones.
Fantasy shoujo, go.
Red Data Girl.
That's
a shoujo.
That's not fantasy. That's supernatural.
That's fantasy to me. That's fantasy.
That's not what fantasy is.
All right, like
fantasy is
supernatural
elves,
elements and shoujos are not unheard of.
Is
Harry Potter not a shoujo?
What? Well, hold on. Wait a minute.
Whoa. Harry Potter.
I think it's actually. What is Harry Potter? What genre is Harry Potter? Whoa.
Young adult novel.
No, but in terms of anime.
It's not an anime. It doesn't
no,
matter.
What if it was
no,
anime,
no. What if
which
it was though?
Someday will be.
Then it would be. I don't know. It wouldn't fall into anything really specific.
It's got hot boys in it.
It's got hot girls too.
No, but it's got hot boys. Girls like. It's got spindly British boys.
No, I'm not buying. No.
What if it was in the adaptation? It was brought to be more of one genre.
So Harry becomes a girl.
No, Harry becomes an even spindlier boy.
What does spindly mean?
Spindly, like long and kind of
oh.
Thin, gaunt.
Okay. Nah. Still too much action.
What if you pulled all the action out? It was only about relationships in Hogwarts.
But then it's not Harry Potter anymore.
It's got the boy in it, bro. It's the boy who lived.
Okay, fine. Yeah, you could put Harry Potter in a shoujo, I guess, if that's what you're asking
oh,
me.
Oh, let's do it.
The animated adventures of Harry Potter.
You're just trying to get me there.
Oh my god, it would be from Hermione's point of view, and it's a reverse harem.
Hermione's too, like, smart to be a shoujo protagonist. She's
but what
not...
if that's the twist of the shoujo?
What's that? What?
She's
the
smart.
Twist on, it's like this
she's
one's
been...
different, because this girl's smart.
So, like,
but she does dumb things around boys.
No, she's not, like, quiet and introspective enough.
There are outgoing shoujo protagonists.
Nah.
They always have a secret.
No, none like
another side.
Yeah, I'm already. Yeah.
How
okay.
About
Ron's gender bent, and then
club.
It's about Ron.
Orin Host High School Club.
That sounds closer. Yeah, we're inching closer.
And then you also gender bent Harry.
Okay, so all girls then.
This is okay, and it's Mary Potter.
Mary
and,
Potter.
Okay. And
and the secret of love.
Don Weasley.
Dawn Weasley is pretty
Dawn.
Good.
D-A-W-N.
Yeah, it's good. Dawn Weasley is her Italian...
My friend's roommate's mom it? Is named Dawn.
Okay.
Shut it down.
Would that be shoujo then? Is that shoujo?
That's shoujo.
Okay,
probably
good.
Not.
Okay. All right.
No.
So, yeah, no, Harry Potter's not shoujo, so we have to determine, but it could be.
And things with magic aren't fantasy.
It To me, they are
low fantasy. Whatever, you should watch a JoJo. You should see what a JoJo is so you can understand what they are.
We watched Caracano.
I really like Caracano.
That was really good.
Fuck.
That's not super high on the JoJo meter, but it's up there.
Oh, I love that show. Shit, that was good.
Do you remember how good it was? Fuck. It got kind of long in the middle, I think.
I know, but I really enjoyed it.
I know, because it was just about, like, you saw the lives of other characters.
It's good. Is it You May Dream? Is that what...
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I can recommend you some shoujos. Let's go.
Yeah, you should watch some shoujos. I'll watch a show. Can we watch a shoujo for the podcast?
Yeah.
Again?
I'm sure we will at some point.
No, but like a really shoujo.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to...
Oh, jeez.
Let's watch Say I Love You.
That's
not a good one. Watch
no,
a good
no,
one.
Let's watch a good one, though.
Let's,
wait, what's the show about?
Diabolic Lovers.
The one that's just about that girl who wants a cherry fucking popped.
That's not a show.
Wait, oh, wait, no, she has not? To fuck like 100 guys.
No, what?
What? Is that
what
the
show
one?
Is that?
No, isn't there a show about some girl that, like, her goal is to fuck 100 guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone called her a virgin or something and she wants to prove them wrong?
What is it?
By trying to have sex with 100 guys?
Right, yeah.
I'm not crazy, am I?
That's a thing. No, that's, yeah.
What's it called?
I only remember that the cheesy English title was Hinata's First Time, or Hinata?
Something like that.
No. Yamada's.
Yamada. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would know we should watch that. That sounds
good.
Okay.
Yeah, we could. I don't know.
That sounds
put it on the list.
Yeah, that sounds entertaining enough.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's just watch Hanzemi. That's the show about, like, a support group for a bunch of weird sex perverts.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
Give me weirder concepts. Let's watch shows with real... Just like, that's a weird concept. I like it.
We'll do that one.
Yeah. Is there any Naruto spinoffs? I'll watch those.
I do not think so.
When will that Itachi show ever come out?
Wasn't that a movie?
No, it was a show that we were going to do. I guess it just never happened.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
Huh. Anything interesting coming out this season?
No.
Like Beck Bengali Chop Squad.
This is another show you like?
It's another show I like. I was thinking about that show recently.
Cool, man.
And I was like, I like this show.
Yeah.
And I remember scenes from the show. I'm like, ooh, that's good.
Mm.
And that was it. My yearly, I liked.
Yeah, I like Beck.
Yearly thinking about Beck.
You're right, yeah. What you doing?
Think about scenes in Beck.
Think about Beck stuff.
There's a scene in Beck where main character dude and his lady friend. They go skinny dipping in their high school pool out in a full moon, and then they sing together.
That's
great.
It's amazing. It's so good. Steven's asleep.
Oh, hey guys. What a long day.
What's how far in?
Oh, fuck.
What? This chair is fucked.
Steven earlier was like, I'm gonna take a nap, and then I don't think he ever did.
He slept in the car.
I know, but like, when we were getting back, he's like, you know, when we get back, I'm going to take a nap, and it's going to be great.
Hey, the new Avalanche's record's good. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm happy about that. Not that that's anime-related at all, but just a thing that's going well in my life.
I mean, is Steven's sleep schedule anime-related?
Fair. Well, yes, actually, because sometimes it interferes.
Not all the time.
Yeah, Avalanche is good. New designer album bad.
Did you have high hopes for that one?
No. Actually, I had negative high hopes.
Low hopes?
Anti-hope.
Did you
this,
hope?
This chair is totally fucked. What happened?
Did you hope that it was going to be a shit album?
No. How did this... What the fuck is happening? What did this chair break?
Just stretch it out. Just...
What the fuck?
Push the thing on the...
It was totally cool. And then it just stopped being cool.
Chair, I thought we were cool, man.
Oh!
Don't do that.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
No, fuck. I have no chair.
There's one in there.
I want to get it.
Oh.
And now it won't fold up correctly, so I can't dispose of it easily. Fuck, this was the good chair, too. Oh, my God. Bullshit.
You got it. That's working. Yeah, that... Oh.
Fuck you, chair. Sick tire bullshit.
Ethan will be right back.
I guess.
Who was that guy that it was?
He had to roll the boulder up the hill for eternity.
Yeah.
Yep, that's you right now.
Boom! Got it.
Got it.
Got it.
Steven, sleep again.
What did he do with that cork?
Oh, yeah, no, this time he's totally out.
What happened? How did this happen?
There you go. That's
chair. This chair is stable, too.
That one, yeah, one, that one locks. Not break.
How long is this? I didn't check it. Oh, sorry, everyone listening. Oh, it's an hour. That's an hour.
Whoa.
I don't know if it's an hour of usable stuff.
Half an hour of usable stuff.
Sure. I mean, bonus episode, even though it's
not.
It's a full episode.
It's not. It's a full episode. Oh, well.
We're
in the woods. We're on vacation.
Fuck you.
Leave us alone.
Let me get one a year, okay? Jesus. Get 1 week off for...
Let us have one woods episode. We want to be in the woods.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
In the woods.
I think there's some decent usable stuff in there.
Okay.
I don't know. Who's to know?
I mean, why even bother editing this episode? Just...
Because it'll be just really rambling and
just,
terrible.
Just pair it with the audio, put it in, and say, fuck it, we were on vacation. I'm not even part of the show.
You have no stakes in this.
Expert advice.
High stakes anime podcast recording, bro.
High impact.
I think another moth just flew into the fire.
Awesome. Kill all moths.
Yeah, that was it. That's the episode. Camping.
Boys. Camping. Well, how do you usually do the outro of this?
We don't. We just it just happens.
Oh.
Just ends.
Frank Sinatra, man.
We go home now.
No.
What, you done? Dude, you done with it?
I have to poop.
Poop.
It's full of spiders.
Who cares?
Dude.
You're full of spiders.
No. I was drunk last night and like I went in there.
It's cool. It's fine. You wanna take
that's why you're covered in spiders.
You could take that with you.
Spiders.
Take that with you, man.
I think you are.
I didn't get covered in spiders at all.
I'm fine.
Okay.
You're just gonna hold it until the morning?
Until late afternoon.
I'm good.
It is 11:37.
Make a wish. Do you want to sign off, Steven?
He's totally
asleep. Steven, sign off.
Can you hear him slipping? We've got Steven slipping.
What is that?
It's signing off. Steven, you want to sign off?
Oh, hey, guys. All right, yeah, bye.